All right, everybody, welcome to our Zurich's July regular meeting. I'll call the meeting to order and begin with a roll call. Mario, please take it away.
Thank you, Duane. This is Mario for the recording. Welcome to the our Zurich teleconference call on July the 26th of 2018. On the call we have today Duane Vessels, Kim Davis, Brad Vert, Ross Mundy, and Peter Koch. We also have Jim, who is on the line, but I am not sure he was able to connect his audio. And from staff, Steve Sheng and myself doing the call management. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mario. Hopefully Jim will get, Jim?
This is Russ, sorry.
That's Russ, okay. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get Jim by the time we get to the good part of the agenda. So just a quick agenda review today. Really, we have two sort of important things that we need to talk about. First is the RZERC's response to the board regarding the KSK rollover, and second is RZERC's response to OCTO on the proposed root zone evolution study. anyone have a need to modify or amend the agenda at this point? Okay, doesn't sound like it. Next, let's move to review the action items from our June meeting. Mario, I believe you sent those around to everyone who's had a chance to look at them now. Yeah?
Hello, everyone. This is Mario. Yes, I was able to send out the minutes and the draft agenda on the previous email, actually, last week. And now I'm going to go ahead and read the action items that we have from the last minutes. I'm sorry, Russ, do you just raise your hand?
Didn't mean to. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Ross. So the first action item that we had in the previous meeting was staff to publish the minutes, transcripts, and audio recording from the 22nd of May 2018 teleconference. And the second one, staff to create a table that includes appointment terms and updates from our RZERC members. And number three, Steve to send out a letter to ICANN board about the KSK rollover resolution request and RZERC input. And number four, Jim and Russ to start a Google Doc as a response to the board on the KSK rollover resolution before the next teleconference call. Number five, the RZERC Root Zone Management Evolution Study Work Party members to prepare a proposal as initial response to the OCTO and present during the next RZERC teleconference call in July 2018. And last but not least, number six, Mario, to send out a doodle poll for the selection of the next RZERC teleconference call in July, which is happening right now. So all of the aforementioned action items have been completed, and we have just under progress the table from the appointment terms and updates from the RZERC members that will go and talk a little bit more during the any other business. If you have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mario. Does anyone have any comments or concerns about the June minutes? Okay, I think we'll take those as good, and I'll ask Mario to get them posted to the website at his convenience.
Can everybody hear me now?
Yep, Yeah, I was just going to ask if you're there, Jim. We see you on Adobe Connect, and I can hear you.
Great.
All right,
I've had to switch computers. I've switched computers and been doing Adobe Connect Hell for the last 5 minutes, reinstalling and then reinstalling, then reinstalling it. Hey.
Well, we're glad you made it. We just finished item 3 on the agenda, and we're just about to get into the good stuff. So,
okay, great stuff. Thanks, Dwayne.
Yeah, so next on the agenda is our Zerk's response to the board on the KSK rollover. I sent out to everyone a link to the Google document. If anyone needs that link right now, please let me know, and we can put it into the chat. If you already have it, I would encourage you to open up that document, and we'll go through it sort of paragraph by paragraph, if that's all right. All right, so go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, if you could put the link in. I've got so many things in my Google Drive, it's hard to even find one. So if you have a link handy, yeah, please.
Okay. Steve just pasted it there.
Right.
All right. And so as background, this document was written by a small group of us, Jim, Russ, and myself, with some help from Steve and Mario. And we have some things in the document which were sort of not controversial among the three of us, and some things which were controversial even among the three of us. And so what I'd like to do today is go through this document and reach consensus with those of us on the call regarding this content. So I'll go through it sort of paragraph by paragraph. For anyone who doesn't have a computer in front of them by chance, the opening paragraph says, you know, RZERC is pleased to respond to this request for advice. The second paragraph says, having discussed this topic at our recent meetings, RZERC feels that the tasks and issues surrounding the resumption of the KSK rollover are well in hand. ICANN already has received a significant amount of input, including referencing a few particular things such as SDAC, the design team report, community presentations, and public comment period. We also reference upcoming advice from RSAC and SAC on the same question. Next paragraph says that RZERC has confidence in the assessments made by SAC, RSAC, the Root Zone Management Partners, and ICANN's Office of the CTO. At this time, RZERC does not have significant additional advice to add to what these activities have already provided. Additionally, RZERC is not aware of any reason for not resuming the updated plan for continuing the KSK rollover. So that's sort of the end of the non-controversial text among the authors of this document. Does anyone who wasn't a part of the work party have any questions or concerns about those opening paragraphs?
Dwayne, we're still not in the yellow area, are we?
Just about to hit it, Peter.
We're not in the yellow area. Yeah, we're not in the yellow area yet. Okay, so let us proceed to the danger zone, the yellow area. So the first paragraph, which is highlighted here, says that in the RZERC's opinion, routine rolling of the key signing key for the root zone would not be considered an architectural change to the content of the DNS root zone. The changes to key algorithms would be. There is some disagreement about whether or not we should have this paragraph in the document. I'll let some of the others speak if they would like to state their position on this.
Well,
do you want to go first, Jim, or should I?
Okay, well, it was my text, so I suppose I should go first for us, and then you can rip it to shreds in a minute. I actually thought this would be important. I think this would be important text to add, although I don't have any strong feelings about it. In actual fact, I think the original text said changes to key algorithms or lengths would be a major architectural change. So in my view, is rolling the key signing key should be treated the same way as updating an existing delegation, and therefore that should be part of essentially routine root server operations. And if it's part of root server operations, it shouldn't be something for RZEC to bother itself with. That's my basic position on this. But in all honesty, I think the best thing to do here is just delete all the yellow text. And I mean all of it, not just that paragraph.
Okay, so I've noted a proposal from Jim to delete all the controversial text, cutting this call short, I suppose. But let's have a little bit of discussion anyway. I know Peter's got his hand raised, but Jim, but Russ, I think you were also ready to say something about this.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to just speak more or less what I wrote up as far as the strong objection to this particular three lines. First is that RZERC's charter says risks to the architecture and operation of the DNS root zone. And I think especially for the very first time that the KSK is rolled, there is certainly some risk about things in the root zone, and therefore I don't think it really fits our charter and charter requirements for the group to say that this rollover of the KSK is just a routine operational thing, and we don't really want to see it. The other reason is since, in fact, we're, as a group, and I think in the ICANN sort of ecosystem of things, it's not clear exactly what RZERC should and shouldn't be doing, but it seems that we're way too early in sort of the existence of this body to sort of say this is an automatic pass for RZERC, don't tell us about it in the future. So those are really my two pieces of why I think that it would be not appropriate for RZERC to have this particular paragraph in. So I'll stop there, let others chime in with whatever they might want to say.
All right, thanks, Russ. Peter, is your hand still up? Did you?
Yes, it is. Do you want me to go?
Go ahead, please.
Probably. Okay, thank you. So when I read this, I was wondering why a statement to that far extent would actually be called for. So first, I think that if we were at a point where a regular key rollover for the root KSK had been discussed and agreed upon, the subsequent rollovers would probably be operational, and under that circumstance, I would agree with what is written here. However, regular KSK rollovers have not really been discussed very far, I think. We still might want to have experience with the 5011 rollover, and I think that is something that needs a bit more attention. Maybe it was a good idea at its time, but some of the operational environments have been has changed, and to that extent, I would be very hesitant to actually give whoever is asking for it this carte blanche for going ahead. Again, if it is decided at some point in time to regularly roll, that would be operational, but I don't think we are there yet. Also, the question of decision making in this whole process Still has some interesting questions that might need a bit of understanding or investigation, especially the threshold issues, and then how do we deal with thresholds that we don't understand or that give unexpected results, and so on and so forth. I understand that many of the details have been resolved by clever research and the brains and knowledge of so many people. But I'd be hesitant to just say, well, don't bother us with this anymore. We are out. So I would appreciate at least to delete this first paragraph, and let's see when we come to the others how to deal with the rest of the yellow text.
Okay. Thanks. Kim?
I think Kim had
Yeah,
his hand up first.
so I
Go
think
ahead, Kim.
my opinion is fairly similar. I don't think this is sort of the correct definition of what would be in scope and out of scope, which is kind of implicitly what that paragraph seems to suggest. I think if we did want to include language, I would focus on something along the lines of such a rollover would be considered routine if the rollover is performed with previously exercised and proven parameters. Just, it's not routine until it's been proven to be accomplished with sort of that same environment. So I'm perfectly fine with that paragraph being deleted, but I think if we did include it, it should focus on that the circumstances under which the rollover is being done has been otherwise proven in the past.
Okay, Jim, do you have something to also to say about this paragraph again?
Two things. First of all, is I was not considering the initial key signing key rollover to be a routine operation. And that I think already just builds on the comments that both Kim, Russ, and Peter already said. But I think the sensible thing to do here is just delete the text. I think the shorter and crisper we make this document, the better. And if you can get it down to two or three paragraphs, I think we'll be doing very well. So let's just delete it and be done with it.
Unless anyone wants to argue for it, we will plan on deleting it.
Thanks, Dwayne. I think I was the only one that was arguing for it, so let's just get rid of it.
Okay. Okay, so the next paragraph is a reference to FAQ 063, which is I think it's from 2013, if I remember correctly. It's in sort of an older document discussing the rollover. I believe this is something we talked about in our in-person meeting in Panama, was maybe including a reference to this. So that's what this is. I think Russ, you support this. I think Jim, you don't support this, if I remember
I don't think it
correctly.
adds anything, Dwayne, in all honesty. I think the document is improved by removing it.
Yeah, and this is sorry, since you asked, Dwayne,
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really on the fence, or in sort of leaning towards removing this section, because we did already reference SAC 63 in two paragraphs up, so it's already included as recognizing that it's an important thing. And I was a little puzzled by why it was identifying just a single recommendation. There were five recommendations in there. So I'm very much, I think, in agreement with the idea that shorter is better, and unless we have a strong reason for picking out a particular recommendation from SAC 63, I think this portion of text should probably just be dropped. Thanks.
Okay. happy to do that. Unless anyone would like to make a case that it should remain. Okay. So moving on, the next paragraph was written by me. It was references something that Matt Larson said during his presentation, his recent presentation at the ICANN meeting. It says that they were going to investigate and document how popular validators react when root zone trust anchors change. So I just referenced that quote from his presentation and said that Arzark felt it was important work. Again, I think it sounds like, based on the comments here in the document, I think Jim and Russ would both advocate for removing it at this time.
Yeah, well, I would for sure. And remember that what we're doing here is we're giving advice to the board. And I think this is not, strictly speaking, advice to the board that's within our remit. Sure, what Mark's doing and what Okta's doing is very important, and we'll be glad to see the results of that work when it's ready. But I don't think it's germane to our advice to the board on the KSK rollover.
Yeah, this is Russ. I had a similar view, but also from, you know, kind of the scope of our perspective here, from the overall root zone perspective and how, you know, kind of in total the root zone would operationally function. Yes, I think, you know, this paragraph does address an important issue, and what Matt talked about is a very important thing. But I would see this more if it's going to be spoken about, and one of the responses that it would be more fitting for RSAC, because the provisioning part of the root zone, both architecturally and operationally, I'm not sure would be that heavily impacted by what, you know, what the resolvers do and what the study yields. So that was kind of my thoughts for, you know, deleting it. Again, it doesn't seem to fit the either charter of Arzark or scope of the question that we were asked.
Okay, thanks, Russ. Let me, Peter, I'll note that you want to go. Let me just respond to one thing that Russ said, though. Basically, Russ, you're saying that this doesn't impact the provisioning side of where sort of Arzark's role is, right? But really, very few things in the rollover do, I would say. I mean,
I very much agree with you, Dwayne, but the most important part of the rollover is the rollover mechanisms itself takes place in the Arzark scope of interest. But what the resolvers do once that different zone gets published, that's what I don't see as being within the Arzark role itself, even though the role itself, I believe, falls smack dab in the center of the provisioning part.
Okay. So I guess what I hear you saying is that from Arzark's point of view, all that matters is that the zone gets correctly published, and sort of whatever happens after that is someone else's problem.
Well, and I guess I would say that there is some, I'll say, secondary impacts that could happen if there were some kind of big problem with resolvers out there where the rollback plan had to be put into effect. Because clearly the RZERT functionality would be involved in that. But I think that's really, that would be something that would come from what's being seen and observed in the RSS itself rather than in the RZERT. And if the determination was made, rollback had to happen, obviously, those functions would occur in the RZERT scope.
Okay.
But it's like a secondary effect rather than a direct effect, if that makes sense.
Okay, thanks. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So I would join the people who suggest to remove this, and I give my reasoning with this slightly overlapping with what I heard, but slightly different maybe. One is, practically speaking, we are asking back a question, or we are saying that, yes, we would like to see the results of this work. Now, I'm not sure what message that sends to the board. Does that mean that we would like to see the results of the work and then make a decision and ask the board to postpone any rollover? I don't think that's what we want to say. I have no issues with us adding some diplomatic language, appreciating the work of, say, Okto or whoever was involved. But this is kind of the, diplomatic sugar that fits into this. So from that perspective, I don't think this paragraph is actually giving advice to the board that the board is looking into. And this probably also holds for the next paragraph, if I may jump ahead. We are much into technical detail there, and I'm not really sure that is the abstraction level that RZERT is expected to deal with or live on. So to that extent, again, the next paragraph asks a question, and in the sequence of events, I'm not sure. Excuse me. I'm not sure how the board would or should interpret being asked the question again once they get our submission by the deadline. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Russ, go ahead. Your hand is up.
Yes. Thank you. Peter brings up what I think is a very interesting point that I personally hadn't given a lot of consideration of, and that is it might be appropriate for RZERT to add some of the diplomatic sugar, as I think Peter was suggesting, that that included recognition of the extensive work that's been done by ICANN, and in particular the OCTO, and that we understand there will be information collected during the rollover, and we would be very interested in seeing the results of that, or some words to that effect. Is that the sort of thing you had in mind, Peter?
Sorry, it was hard to unmute. Yeah, kind of. I'm not sure that is asked for in such a communication, and it would probably the extent of this this appreciation of third party efforts would have to be in line with the rest of our text, I think. So if we have a very short and crisp answer, then we might even not want to add this, but if we think it's important, then we can do it. I do have some suggestion for added text, though, but I'll postpone that until we get to the point.
Hey, Duane, can I say something?
Oh, yeah, please.
Sorry, I'm not in Adobe, so I can't put my hand up, so I've got to interrupt. Apologies. I feel like I'm not sure this document is a place to thank other parties. However, speaking to this text alone, I think while think everybody agrees this is not in, the resolvers are not in scope of RZERC. It is certainly, you can qualify it by saying that we know this isn't in scope of RZERC. However, we hope the board is taking into consideration the results or the data or whatever the findings are that, that are coming from this data, as we believe it's important to the overall health of the root server system, right? I mean, I think it's dangerous for us, and I say us as a whole, meaning, Russ, you're in a unique position of spanning all three groups between SSEC, RSEC, and RZERC. If we only comment on our own little world, and you know, without kind of hoping, and hope that the other guys are covering the bases, then we should make sure the other guys are covering the bases. If we're not checking to make sure that the other guys are covering the bases, and we're just going to say this is not in our scope, I think that maybe isn't the best approach. I'll leave it at that. I think, I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't think we can over-communicate, that's all. Even if it's not in our scope, we can say it's not in our scope, and we say we believe it's important. I think that's perfectly fine to do. Thanks.
Okay, thanks Brad. Jim, you have a response?
Yeah, thanks. Well, Brad, we already have that text. In the previous paragraph, the one that remains, that first sentence says, the RZERC has confidence in the assessments made by SSEC, RSEC, root zone management partners, and Octo. That pretty much covers off everything.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that, you know, if we believe that this, the statement is here because somebody thought it was important. If we believe it's important, even though it's not part of our scope, I think it's okay to say it just by saying we know this is out of our scope, but we believe or we think that, you know, the work that Octo is doing is important, and we hope the board takes it into consideration or something like that. I don't know. I didn't write the language. I'm just, to me, it's not it's not the end of the world if it stays in, is what I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to get across, if we qualify it.
I just think we're making things over elaborate, Brad. Sorry.
Russ, why don't you go ahead, please?
Okay. Thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, I am fine with the approach you're suggesting, Brad, in terms of with for those things that we as our RZERC see as important overall to the operation of the root zone or the functioning of the root zone in particular, I think it's perfectly fine to point out things that folks need to pay attention to, especially in the going forward perspective, where, you know, this is something in this particular paragraph that Matt had talked about at the last ICANN meeting, but the work itself is something that is ongoing future type of things. So I would have no problem of having some words that addressed it in that manner, that, you know, for the overall good or the overall proper functioning and operation, even if it's not directly in our charter, it would be, we encourage the work and we would appreciate getting a chance to see results or, you know, something like that.
Peter?
Thank you. So while listening to this, and thanks, Brad, in particular, for bringing this up, I wonder whether we might want to point out that we are kind of late in the game for a reason here. My impression from the previous discussion was that we were not so much inclined to give the board a clear marching order saying everything is fine, just go ahead, don't worry. The way that I see and or hear these encouragements worded might be read in that particular way. So just as a counterweight, maybe we want to point out that while under normal circumstances, not being in a transition, AZERP might have, well, not intervened, but taken responsibility for this from early on. The particular circumstances of this rollover and its overlap or interaction with the IANA transition brings us in a, I can say, but we won't write, unfortunate position to just enter this game, enter this a bit late, without wanting to sound like complaining or something like that. Just to make sure that there's a reason that we've remained silent so far, and that was that this had not been put in our hands because we didn't exist when this all started.
Peter, you're talking about something sort of for this response in general, not necessarily in this particular paragraph that we're talking about. Is that right?
Yes and no. So indeed, it would be a more general remark, but it was triggered by me reading this or hearing this kind of encouragement of the work of the other entities. If we do that, we might want to still cover our necks a bit by saying, yeah, but don't take this as an unconditional endorsement of what was going on. I, bluntly speaking, well, still we are recorded, but then again, bluntly speaking, I don't want Azure to be the one and only entity that said, yes, go ahead, no problem. There are some uncertainties and some risks to take, and I'm not sure that we should take them instead of the board.
Okay.
Peter. Peter, what did you say? You said you want Arzent to be the only one to say go ahead, or you don't want? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you when you said that.
Sorry about that. The negative. So I do not want Arzerk to be the one and only entity that just says
go
ahead.
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
All right. So this, let's see, does anyone have their hand up? Jim, I feel like this discussion is sort of expanding and broadening in scope, where really what we need to be doing is tightening up this document, and really we need to reach consensus on it so that we can turn in our homework. Jim, what's your feedback at this point?
2 points I need to make there. First of all, as you rightly said, Dwayne, we seem to be sort of drifting off a little bit. Please bear in mind, I think, to everybody, is that we've been asked by the board for our opinion on the KSK rollover plan. I think we should contain ourselves to that specific topic. And my personal view on that particular topic is we should not express an opinion one way or the other. And I think we can just say is the people that have done the analysis, namely the people already mentioned earlier in our draft response, ESAC, ARSAC, and so on, they're the ones that have done the analysis. And let them be the ones to give advice to the ICANN board about whether this is a go-ahead or not. We've got nothing to add to that. That's what we're already saying. And I think we should just leave it at that.
So, you know, that, and that matches what we sort of talked about in Panama, was that Arzerk, you know, that this response was going to be very neutral, I thought. I guess along those lines, I have a question for the group about a sentence that's not in yellow, but it's the one right before the yellow starts, which contains a double negative, which says Arzerk is not aware of any reason for not resuming the plan. And is that the same as saying, you know, Berserk says go ahead?
No, it's not. It just says we don't know of any reason to stop it. Doesn't mean to say there aren't any reasons. There may well be reasons, but we don't know what they are.
Russ, go ahead.
Thanks. I agree with Jim's response to your last question that it's not the same thing as saying just go ahead and do it. There are various ways that you can, you know, sort of nuance what set of words you put out there. And I think what this particular sentence says is that from what Arzerk is aware of or knows at this particular time, there is no reason to not resume the plan and continue on time. And so it's not saying do it. Now, one of the things that we do not say in here is whether, you know, that it's still a board responsibility. I think with the way the question was asked from the board and the fact that it came as a board resolution, I do not think that it's necessary for us to say that. Some people think it is appropriate to include words like that in the response. I don't. But I don't know if folks have a view on that with respect to, you know, what Arzerk says in reply. So you said neutral. Yes, neutral from the sense of not making the board's decision for them, but it's not just plain vanilla neutral because there's no reason to not do it. So in my mind, that infers go forward and do it. We don't say it that way, but that's what the inference is.
All right, thanks, Russ. It sounds like you were saying that there are people who feel that it should be clearly stated that it's the board's decision. That's probably something that's happening in ESSAC, because I haven't heard anyone say that within Arzerk.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Right, well,
and that sensitivity in the ESSAC realm comes from the concern of some of the people in ESSAC leadership roles that the board was trying to shuffle off responsibility for making that decision themselves to the ESSAC. You know, you guys are the security experts. You guys should tell us. And I think that's why that feeling is so present in the ESSAC.
Okay. Well, so I think we need to sort of come to closure here on this. And there was a proposal from Jim to delete all the yellow paragraphs. And in the discussion, I didn't hear a lot of support for any of these. So in the interest of getting this document out, what do people think about that, just clearing these out and being done with it. Russ, go ahead.
Well, that was actually going to be my suggestion.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Just not include the yellow paragraphs like Jim suggested before. Make it tight, and then I think we have a document we can agree to, although earlier I think Peter said he might have some additional text that he wanted to it.
Yeah, I just remembered. Peter, you did make a reference to introducing some new text.
Yeah, thank you. So what I think might be mentioned, and again, that was more or less to put counterweight to all the enthusiasm that I'm exaggerating, but that I sense there with the encouragement and so on and so forth. One thing that might be mentioned is that the efforts of outreach and getting operator feedback and feedback from the affected parties did not result in an overwhelming number of responses. This is just an observation. I'm not trying to put blame on anybody, especially not the involved parties on the side of ICANN or the committees. But that is obviously something that in the long term should be thought about. And since this question of have all parties been involved in the discussion is in our charter, I would assume that this is appropriate for ARZERC to mention, even if we don't have an immediate solution to that.
Okay, so you're suggesting to make the observation that there was not a lot of input from certain parties, certain groups. But again, if to me that seems a little bit outside of the goal of providing advice to a specific question from the board, which was the reason given for removing some of these other paragraphs, yes?
Yeah.
Russ?
Thanks. This area of outreach and engagement of communities and so forth has been discussed extensively in ESSAC, I think to a somewhat lesser extent in the ARZERC caucus, but ESSAC has talked about a lot, has had a lot of interactions with various ICANN staff about it. And I think the limited input that or outreach that you may be thinking about, Peter, and responses are comments that have come into the formal plan and comments on the KSK role mail list. There's a very, very large body of outreach activity that has gone on beyond that. There's a whole plan on it and a lot of things that actually have been done. So I think if ARZERC wants to say something in terms of, gee, it wasn't as good as it could be, we need to, I think, research well where that statement would be coming from. Did you have other examples in mind besides the KSK rollover list and the comments on the plan itself, Peter?
I'll respond straightly, if I may, Jim.
Go ahead, Peter.
So I explicitly did not mean to criticize or blame ICANN staff, and I also did not mean to say that there wasn't enough discussion and consideration given to outreach. The observation is that the comments received, the formal comments received, if I remember correctly, most of them were submitted by people I do know personally, which is probably not a good sign, because that also holds for the rest of the committee. So without going into any reasoning or root cause analysis or whatever for this, what we could say is that there were attempts to, maybe numerous or various wide attempts to get feedback, but for some reason, again, to put it in colloquialisms, people weren't interested or didn't raise concerns.
I'm gonna jump in here in the interest of time. I think, Peter, since we don't have actual texts at this point that we can chew on, I think it's probably a little bit late to add this to the document, and we need to get it out the door. And I want to get through the rest of the agenda in the next 6 minutes, which is probably unrealistic. Is that okay with you, Jim, or did you have something really important to say?
No, carry on, Dwayne. I was just about to say to Peter, I think Peter's trying to prove a negative here, and I think it's better if we don't mention the comments that Peter made. Yes, what Peter said is valid, but I don't think it's appropriate to go into the document at this time, given the deadline we've got to actually get this document across to the ICANN board. And I repeat what I said earlier, in the previous paragraph, in previous sentence, previous paragraph, the RZR has confidence the assessments made by all the people that have done the assessment work already. So if that's not been comprehensive enough, then we should withdraw that paragraph as well. And I don't think we should do that.
All right, thanks. So let's, if it's okay with everyone, I'll move on to the next topic of the agenda. We're probably going to go over time a little bit, if we can. So there was a small work party that met to formulate a response to the OCTO on the root zone evolution work. I participated in that call, and essentially what we came up with was to come up with a response to OCTO and then invite them to our next meeting in August to address our response and basically have a higher bandwidth communication with them. So that work party was Russ and Howard and who else? Peter?
Me. Peter, yeah.
Yeah. So has any progress been made on you know our written response, our draft response to them? Do either of you know?
I don't know that there's been any progress to get text down on the response.
Do you think that
Howard had
appropriate to invite them to the
text.
August meeting?
Well, if we can finish our response to the board question, then this can become our next and highest priority item. So maybe it can get more attention. It's in my view, you know, Howard gave us a bunch of inputs to begin with, and we had that discussion. I think it's reasonable to, especially if we set ourselves a goal of having the invitation to the response and the invitation out about 2 weeks prior to when our August meeting would be. I see Peter's hand is up. Yeah, so I don't know what his thought are. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry, Russ. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to add. So just please finish your contribution.
Go ahead.
Okay, fine. So just, I'm not sure how far the other members of the committee have been following this, but I didn't hear you say that, Russ or Duane. There were concerns about the, the translation of the initial setup of this study or the definition of the study in the transition documents into the proposal for the study itself in terms of the description of the scope and then some wording that looked or sounded like a preemption of the results in terms of what might or might not be a valid result or a valid a valid recommendation as output of the study in terms of no big changes and cost needs to be considered and so on and so forth. But since, and I hope I reflect this correctly, since we believe that these were more or less translation issues or wording issues, the idea was born to invite the OCTO team or the people actually working on this to the RZERC meeting, so to resolve these interpretation and wording issues and maybe get to the gist of it.
Okay, so I think tentatively let's plan on inviting the OCTO folks to the August meeting unless something changes. I suppose that we can always postpone that if we need to, but let's plan on that if that's okay with the two of you.
Fine with me.
I mean, it's fine with me, but I wonder if we really need to be pushing this so quickly. I would imagine that Okta's going to be so busy with the KSK rollover that they're not going to want to spend any time on anything else and that can be pushed back until after that's out of the way. And why the haste?
Well, so Jim, to be honest, I've received two or three emails from Ed Lewis asking me, you know, about this. What is Arzurk thinking? Ed says, if you just tell me the questions, I can answer them right away. You know, so he's eager to get this going, I guess. So that's partly where this is coming from.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to any other business. We have a topic on here, which is reappointment of Arzurk members. Myself and the staff have drafted a letter, which is going to be sent out to all of the appointing organizations shortly. I actually have 9 or so draft email windows open right now, and shortly after this call is over, I will hit send. Those letters basically ask for clarification from each appointing organization regarding the terms, the term limits, the start dates for each appointment. And we have a spreadsheet set up to track all those values. In the case of ITF, Jim, I know that you were recently reappointed, and we have that letter already from Ted, so we don't really need one from him, but we're expecting it from all of the other appointing organizations. Lastly, let's talk about our Arzurk's next meeting. Our default date would put us on October 20th, which is a Monday. I'm planning on being on vacation that day, so it's not a good day for me. It doesn't mean you couldn't have a meeting without me, but it might be a good idea to seek an alternative date anyway. As a starting point, how does the week prior look for people in general, the week of the 13th through the 17th? Would it be okay to have a doodle poll for some day in that week?
Works for me.
All right. So I'll ask Mario to set up a poll for a meeting that week. And see where we end up. Sort of shortens the time, I guess, for the for meeting with Okta regarding the Roots on Evolution study. If we can't do it the week of the 13th to the 17th, then we probably have to push it back to the last week in August, which that would be fine too.
Okay, I need to drop off after I finished anyway, I hope.
Okay, let's wrap it up. We're a little bit over time. Thanks, everyone. I'll call the meeting adjourned, and we'll see you in the next call.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.